No dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Community Radio Tuning FM, Latin Radical, and this week we're talking about the current situation in East Timor, where there is a constitutional crisis, and we have Professor Damien Kingsley and another academic, Bob Broughton from the University of UNE, University of New England, talking to Community Radio Tuning FM.
Following events in East Timor very closely over the last week. Do you think José Ramos Horta made a wise decision in appointing Xanana Guzmán as the Prime Minister?
I think the decision that President José Ramos Horta made was really the only one he could have made in a practical sense. There are two issues here. One is the wording of the constitution, and the other, of course, is democratic precedent. In terms of the constitution, there's a section 106.1 which says that the government will be formed by either the party that is most voted, that is with the most votes, or an alliance of parties that form a coalition. And clearly there was an alliance of parties that formed a coalition. They formed a majority in the parliament, and I think that really in those circumstances the president didn't have any choice but to appoint them as the government.
Right, but do you think he might have taken the option that Fretland were willing to accept of appointing a neutral prime minister, someone who is not of the CNRT?
That really wasn't Fretland's call, unfortunately. As a minority in the parliament, without having majority support, they didn't really have the capacity to determine events in that way. And whilst they might have had a preference for an outcome, they didn't have a capacity to determine it on the floor of parliament. And that's ultimately where democratic decisions are made.
And there is also the claim by Fretland's lawyer that although the Prime Minister the President can choose a Prime Minister from a coalition, a majority coalition, Fretland claims that that coalition should be established before the election and not after.
Well, there's nothing in the Constitution that suggests that should be the case. It just simply says an alliance of parties that form a majority in Parliament, and that's the only requirement. Now, parties can form coalitions prior to the election, and clearly there had been a lot of discussion about the parties that did form the coalition doing exactly that, so it's not much of a surprise. But there's no requirement for the coalition to be announced prior to the election, and indeed in any other parliamentary democracy in the world, such alliances are very commonly not announced prior to the election. They come together after the election when they finally work out who it is that they can best get along with in Parliament.
And do you think the CNRT alliance would form a good government? They are certainly going to be spending a lot more money than the Fretland was planning to. They're going to call on the oil fund, and certainly their policies are quite different from Fretland's policies, and they also lack experience in government.
Well, yes. I mean, any party or any coalition of parties coming to government for the first time is always going to lack experience, and that's the same as Fretland when they came to government 5 years ago. That shouldn't in itself be an issue. Having said that, there is, of course, the issue of the policies, and my personal view is that Fretland actually has some very good policies, and that the CNRT-led coalition has policies which are appropriate, largely where they comply with the Fretland policies. In terms of the spending, that's not yet clear, and it appears that CNRT and the other parties have had advice from the World Bank and others not to raid the petroleum fund, and one would hope that they take that advice, because it really is the one guarantee that East Timor has of a stable economic future. The other point, of course, is that Fretland didn't actually spend the money that they had available to them. while they were in government. They actually spent less than the budget allowed, and that in itself was a source of some concern, where people were saying, look, you know, out in the districts especially, we need to get the money out there, and even if the projects are not going to be as perfectly done as we might like, at least there'll be some liquidity in the local economies, and that will make life a bit easier for ordinary Timorese who don't live in Dili. So I think what we're going to see from the CNRT-led coalition is going to be certainly increased spending, but I suspect not substantially beyond the existing budget, at least in the medium term. And if they are to spend money from the petroleum fund in the future, I think that would have to be very seriously considered and in consultation with major donors such as the World Bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And finally, Damien, do you think the Fretland Party should take or is taking some of the responsibility for the latest outbreak in, of violence there? I mean, certainly their supporters are, in the last week, have done a lot of damage. Do you think the party should sort of bear responsibility for that, or is that just something that's happening at the grassroots level?
Look, it's unclear whether or not the people who are causing the destruction or have caused the destruction in the past several days are doing this on the order of anybody. Having said that, when Mari Alkatiri, the former Prime Minister and leader of Fretland, said that he was going to go around the countryside arousing people to go on the streets to protest about the status of the government, I think that in the circumstances that was probably pretty irresponsible and wasn't designed to calm the situation. So he could certainly take a more active role in trying to bring the recent destruction to a halt, but so far he hasn't actually done that.
Mm. All right. Thanks very much, Professor Damien Kingsbury from Melbourne University. Thanks very much, Damien.
Thank you very much.
And after speaking to Professor Damien Kingsbury, we went to Armidale University, the University of New England, to speak to Bob Boughton, who had quite a different view on how the situation in East Timor is being handled. And there is a lot of very strong debate going on at this moment about the situation in East Timor by various experts.
Boughton from Armidale University, or University of New England. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Warwick.
Yeah. You've been following the events in East Timor over the last week very closely, as have been quite a few of us. And do you think José Ramos Horta made a wise decision when he selected Xanana Guzmán to be the Prime Minister?
No, I don't think it was wise at all. I think it was predictable, but nevertheless not wise.
Do you think Fretland has to bear some of the responsibility for the violence, the outbreak of violence over the last week?
I'm not sure really who is responsible for the violence over the last couple of weeks. I think the experience of the last 12 to 18 months is that what we see and hear in Australia about violence in East Timor is not necessarily what is actually happening on the ground. There's a serious problem in actually getting reliable evidence from Timor about who's responsible for what.
And who would you like to have seen being chosen as a prime minister? I mean, did José Ramos Horta have much leeway there in making that decision?
Well, I think the really big problem with a lot of the commentary is that people don't understand that the system of government under the Timorese constitution is not a Westminster system of government. It's a quite different system from the ones that people in the English-speaking world are used to. I think it's fairly clear under the constitution that the party that should have been invited to nominate the Prime Minister was in fact Fretland. I say that, I mean, clearly I'm associated with Fretland. Many of my friends are in Fretland, so I have to say that I'm not, you know, entirely independent in that sense. But my reading of the Constitution is that Fretland was entitled to be asked to form the, to appoint the Prime Minister. And at that point, the Prime Minister could have formed a Council of Ministers quite capable of putting a budget to the Parliament which would have received the support of the Parliament. But Fretland wasn't given the opportunity, so we'll never know.
Yeah, because I understand that the alliance, as it is now called, was threatening at some stage to basically block supply.
Well, the alliance was only formed after the election. Under the Timorese Electoral Act, a coalition can only be formed prior to the election. And the only coalition, the only two coalitions went into the election. One was the coalition between the ASDT and the PSD, and the other one was the one of the smaller parties, of the three minor parties. Now, one of those coalitions supports Fretland and the other one doesn't. The alliance is in fact a post-election creation which may or may not be stable. I have no way of knowing whether it's a genuine coalition or what its common program is. It hasn't, there's been no announcement as to what the program of the coalition is.
Yeah, and there is some difference, I believe, in, well, at least the CNRT's economic policies as compared to the Fretland program.
Yeah, I think that's for sure. That's certainly the case. I mean, that was really clear when I was over there during the election, was that CNRT was promoting a quite different view of the economic future. But I think the most important point is that the alliance includes the coalition between ASDT and PSD, which is led by Mario Carrascalau, an ex-governor of Timor during the time of the Indonesian occupation. So the stability of a coalition which includes independence activists and pro-integrationists has to be questioned, I think.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Bob, well, thanks very much for talking to Community Radio 2NEM FM.
Thanks for the opportunity, Warwick.
Okay.